Pastor Russ with your daily dose for January 3rd. We're looking this morning at Genesis 5 through chapter 7, and it's a sad story, and we hear how God was grieved. This is the written account of Adam's line. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them. And when they were created, he called them man. Genesis 5, 1 and 2. Here in Genesis, we've passed quickly through the glory of creation and into the fall of man from his noble state. Man has slid into a hollow mockery of his intended existence. Now man's story is one of murder, arrogance, warfare, and unnatural relations that defy sense. This tale of man's sad beginnings should be very familiar with anyone living today, even if they've never heard the scriptures. But notice that chapter 5 begins as a reaffirmation of God's original intent for mankind, with some subtle distinctions. First is the fact that we have a written account. It's historical, verifiable, able to undergo analysis and debate and stand as a declaration to be trusted. God doesn't leave important truth to the care of human memory and oral transmission, even if human memory and national lore are vehicles for the ultimate written account. Second, note that God reaffirms that man, even after the fall, still bears the image of God. Both men and women in every age have an irreplaceable and irrevocable imprint of the person and majesty of God in their very own nature. Not only this, God blessed them with power, creativity, energy, beauty, dignity, fruitfulness, and a mandate to rule the world as regents for the one who created them. Third, God named these creations man. Remember that God gave man the charge to name all the creatures that he had created. It was a sign of man's authority as regent over the creatures named. In the same way as God named the creature man, he placed his seal of ownership and authority on the race. We are his, and his alone, even in our fallen condition. And until we accept the mark of his ownership, we will not experience the life he intends for us and expects us to have. Fourth, this prologue to the flood story sets the stage for the maker and owner of man. God will act in justice and righteousness in wiping out this creature who had so sullied his purpose on earth that the earth was sickened by him. Only Noah and his family, from whom we all have descended, survived. Why? Because Noah believed God, which is all God has ever looked for from us. Do you believe that God made you for himself and himself alone?